and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And the news today comes from Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead. He was visiting the Anuga Food Fair in Cologne yesterday and there to celebrate and support a record number of Scottish exhibitors at the event, following the news that food exports from Scotland have hit the £1 billion mark. That's up 14% year on year. And he announced that Germany itself is one of the biggest growth markets for Scottish food, with exports up by a staggering 27% there. Now, Scottish exhibitors range from some of our smaller local producers to truly international brands. From Connage Highland Dairy to Baxter's, Scotland's larder was well represented. And when we spoke to Callum Clark from Connage last week, he was excited about the event and the chance to take Highland cheeses onto the world stage. Also in the news is the ongoing row over eggs produced from caged hens. As we heard on this programme over the past few weeks, the ban on battery hens, which comes into force on January the 1st next, will probably not be taken up by all EU countries. Therefore, there will be illegally produced eggs coming into this country next year, mostly in the form of processed products containing egg. But at the start of British Egg Week yesterday, a new report from the British Egg Industry Council says that some food manufacturers may not know exactly where their eggs are coming from and warn processors not to be tempted by cheap egg products coming in from the continent. Now, you may remember that yesterday we were talking to winner of Farmer of the Year title at the Farmers Weekly Awards, Charlie Russell. There's no doubt that winning such awards can help your business, he went on to tell us later. But editor of the weekly magazine, Jane King, wants even more Scots to enter next year.
In Scotland, there's some absolutely exemplary farming going on. We'd like more nominations, people nominating farmers that they're impressed by, and we'd like more farmers to put their head above the parapet because we need to put Scotland on the map for these awards.
And as you can hear, there's a lot of razzmatazz on the night. But when the noise dies down and farmers go back home, there's no doubting that winning such awards does give their businesses a real boost, not only in prestige, but probably also, more importantly, financially. So why not have a go next year? And you can nominate your friends, families, neighbours or any farmer you think who makes a good job of producing our food. We'll be out there on the lookout as well, so just watch out. But I'll leave you with that for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.